USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden saying President Trump should leave office now, even before Americans vote in November. During a CNN town hall last night, the Democratic presidential nominee said Trump should step down because of his poor response to the coronavirus pandemic, saying that Trump cares more about the stock market and winning re-election than he does about Americans' health. Meanwhile, Trump was at a rally of his own in Wisconsin, saying of Biden,
"He's been there for 47 years. He didn't do a thing. Now, all of a sudden, in years where he was never considered smart, but now he's really not considered smart, and now all of a sudden he's going to do what he never did in 47 years.
What was Hurricane Sally heading off the East Coast now? At least two storm deaths are reported from it in Alabama and Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention rolling out what a national vaccine program would look like once a COVID-19 vaccine is ready for distribution. The plan calling for three phases of vaccinations, the first phase focusing on the elderly, medical professionals, and people with existing medical conditions. Phase two would focus on essential workers. The third and final phase will be for the general public. President Trump says a possible COVID-19 vaccine could come within the next few weeks. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield says even when there is a vaccine, which he says could take considerably longer, it will more than likely not be available to the general public until next summer. The Jewish High Holy Days happening under lockdown in Israel. A three-week lockdown begins today as Rosh Hashanah starts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape, and the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledge their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. And it's the 50th anniversary of the death of Jimi Hendrix. The guitar legend died of an accident drug overdose on September 18, 1970. Some concerts previously unreleased from 1970 can be heard in a new documentary that's coming out this November. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.